This week, the EPA held a summit in Washington to discuss the environmental impact of per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances. Those chemicals are also known as PFAS, and they're especially familiar to residents of the Bennington area, where they contaminated drinking water. Communities around the country have also had their water contaminated by those chemicals. Peter Walk is Deputy Secretary of the Vermont Agency of Natural Resources. He attended that Environmental Protection Agency conference this week, and he joins me now. Hi, Peter.
Good afternoon, Henry. How are you?
Good. Well, first, right now, Vermont's limit for perfluorinated chemicals in drinking water is significantly lower than the federal limit. While you were at this conference, did you make the case to federal officials that they should lower their limit?
I think as we've seen in recent days and recent reporting, there's an upcoming ASTDR report, one of the federal agencies involved, which is the Health and Human Services Program, is likely to come out with new toxicological values that will show that Vermont's level is appropriate or potentially take a look at potentially needing to lower that value. We are going to let the science drive the discussion and hope that that EPA will as well.
Well, according to a Politico report earlier this month, the EPA and the White House moved to block the publication of a study that was showing that these chemicals impact human health at lower levels than what the federal government currently considers safe. So given that, are you still holding out hope that the EPA will tighten limits on PFAS?
Well, I think we're confident where we are. We have the tools we need in Vermont to be able to do what we need. We welcome the EPA regulating PFAS similar to we have in Vermont and going further. We need consistent standards across the nation. The report yes, we've all read the article, that report needs to come out, and we need to see what the data says and what the science says so that we all can make appropriate decisions.
Well, so given you went to this conference this week, the EPA under the Trump administration and under Administrator Scott Pruitt has been known for slashing environmental regulations, not necessarily tightening them as they might in this case. So, I mean, what is your feeling? Do you have confidence that they will go with a lower limit for PFAS?
I think they made good, strong signals that they want to move forward to regulate these issues at the federal level. I do have strong concerns over what those levels may be. We heard from individuals at the summit who would rather have this administration not take action because they have those concerns, and we share those. But you know, we have a protective standard in place that we feel will still be able to use regardless of what EPA does. But it was clear at the summit that there is interest from around the country, from red states, from blue states, from lots of purple states, where everybody wants to see action taken and wants to let the science drive our response to this national crisis.
Well, finally, Peter, most folks probably heard about this conference for a different reason this week. Several reporters were barred from attending it. One AP reporter even said she was forcibly removed from the EPA building. Did you witness any of that? And why were there such tight limits on press access at this summit?
And I did not witness this. I've read the reports as well. I think it's incredibly unfortunate. What we were talking about was how to respond and how to get the message out to the communities impacted on what the risks are and how we can address them together. And there was nothing in the summit that should have been kept from the public. In fact, more people should have been there. They changed their stance and let people in the afternoon. And honestly, it was a classic mistake. We should have had more community groups and more press be there to share their experiences and have those communicated out to everybody so that we can really shine a light on this issue and make sure that we get the changes that we need to really be able to effectively regulate this.
Peter Walk is Deputy Secretary of the Vermont Agency of Natural Resources. Peter, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thanks very much, Henry.